The story of Mert and Marge. When her turn for questioning came at police headquarters, to which the entire Pleasures Company had been taken, Myrtle refused to make a statement. Later, however, she told Jack Arnold her whole story, but she refrained from giving any information about the mysterious Agnes Hallam. Immediately after Jack left, Myrtle took some papers from a tin box in a dresser drawer. These, she told Margie, were concerned with Agnes Hallam, but were in no way connected with the Hunt murder. She said that she was going to put them in a bank vault for safety. In just a moment, we'll rejoin our two heroines for today's episode of the story of Mert and Mar. Time, the same evening. Mert and Marge have just arrived at the theater and are standing outside the stage door. They've just bought a newspaper whose headlines scream the story of Ray Hunt's murder. Margie is talking.
Myrtle, we'll go right down in the dressing room and read what they say about it.
Oh, Margie, if we talk on the way in, let's just whisper. See that man behind us?
Oh, yeah, I see him, Myrtle. He looks like a detective.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad we went to the bank early this morning with those papers.
No one could get them out of the safety deposit box except you, could they, Myrtle?
Well, I don't think so, dear.
Suppose the theater will be full of detectives tonight.
Yeah, they'll be listening to everybody's conversation and watching every move everybody makes. Oh, hello, Pat.
Good evening, Pat.
Good evening, Miss Myrtle, Miss Margie.
Pat, do you feel nervous?
Yes, what with them cops snooping all around. When one of them looks at me, I feel as if they think I'd done it.
Oh, don't worry, Pat.
Come on, Myrtle, let's go downstairs quickly. I can't bear to look down there at that room.
Oh, don't talk on the way down, Margie. See who's sitting at the front of the stairs?
More detectives?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get down to the dressing room. Okay.
Oh, hello. Well, I thought I'd never live through this day. Wasn't it an awful strain, Merce?
Yeah, and I've got a terrific headache.
I see you got the papers too, Merce. Gee, the murder's just smeared all over the front pages.
Yeah, and they mentioned me.
Yeah, I should think they would mention you, Gwen, with all the dumb cracks you made. They asked her if she knew the Corpus Delicti, and she said, yeah, she danced down there one winter in a nightclub.
Oh. Well, for once in your life, Billy, you didn't talk very loud. You were too scared.
Oh,
well, this paper says the police department has asked for a continuance to obtain further evidence in rounding up the guilty party or parties. I wonder what that means.
Oh, here it says, Myrtle, that the ballistic expert found Mr. Hunt was killed with a .32 bullet from a revolver. The medical examiner said the bullet went through the heart and lodged...
Oh, please don't read any more, Margie.
I wonder who got that gun that Nell put up on the shelf.
Are any of them in here, girls?
What's the matter, Clarence? You look scared to death.
Oh, look behind those clothes. You'll find them in every corner. They're falling all over one another.
What? Who?
Detectives, dearie, detectives. Well, there were two of them right behind me all the way to the theater. And the way they looked at me, I tell you, I can feel that hemp necklace around my neck right now.
They don't hang you in New York, Clarence. They electrocute you.
Oh, dear. I smell burning flannel.
Oh, they don't electrocute you with your pants on, Clarence. They give you a special suit or something.
Yeah, they don't waste a good suit.
Oh, it's no use. You girls are no comfort to a man in trouble. I suppose every one of you told about the gun. And look at me. I've still got to wear this mangy coat. I'm afraid to go back and see if they found mine.
Yeah, Clarence, I guess you've got yourself in a lot of trouble,
oh,
all right.
Quiet, Billy DeVere, quiet. I've got nerves that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Hey, Clarence, they got your picture in the paper here.
No, let me see it now. I didn't buy the papers tonight. I was afraid to go near the newsstands.
Yeah.
Not bad, is it?
Hey, we're all here, lined up like prisoners.
Oh, and I'm right down in front. Well, what do you know?
Did they say they suspect any of us?
Well, if they suspect you, Clarence, you'll hear about it soon enough. And maybe you better take it on the lam.
And I'll bet Billy did it.
Gwen, don't say such a terrible thing. Don't you know that everything that's being said in here is being overheard? Chances are there's a dictaphone right in this dressing room.
Is there really, Myrtle?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, let's see if we can find it.
Oh, let's see if we can find it.
Oh, I know. You look in that corner, Margie. And I'll look under the makeup shelf. No? Nothing here but old chewing gum.
I'll go into a restaurant or talk to anyone. They check.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad business, all right.
How come you're not giving out with your particular opinions, Billy?
I know when it's time to keep my mouth shut.
And this is the time, isn't it, Bill?
Well, Spear, you'll probably have to tell a few things before they get through with you.
Oh, you keep still, Billy. We can all tell a few things when it comes time.
Well, I've got a lawyer.
So have I.
Do I have to have a lawyer?
You'll need a keeper before they get through with you.
Oh.
Like I've heard what you said to them when they questioned you.
Well, I didn't tell them anything except how funny Clarence looked in that coat when Nell found the gun.
I knew it. I knew you'd spill that. Why couldn't somebody have slugged her or strangled her? Maybe a little rat poison would have helped.
Oh, it was so funny.
There's nothing funny about that, Gwen.
Don't forget I put the gun up on the shelf.
Don't you think it'd be a good idea if we just stop talking about this and get made up for the show? This is a very serious matter, and we've been told not to discuss it.
Getting kind of scared, Spear?
Oh, it is terribly serious, girls. Let's not say any more about it. What's the matter, Myrtle?
Oh, I've got such a nervous headache. Has anybody got an aspirin?
No, I haven't.
I'll go and get you some, Myrtle.
Oh, will you, Clarence?
Oh, no. I've changed my mind. I'm afraid to go out of the theater. Oh.
Don't worry. You'll be protected, Clarence.
Yes, I know. By a flatfoot. And if he saw me going into a drugstore, he'd think I was going to get something to destroy myself. I'd just be pointing the finger at myself, that's all.
Who is it?
May we come in?
Oh, yes, sure.
Mr. Arnold has a word to say to you girls.
Well, girls, most of you made statements at headquarters last night. I want you to realize that anything you said can be used against you. I want you to stop and think about what a serious matter this is. A man has been killed, and we're going to find the killer. I want to advise you now, before the murderer is found, to be very careful what you do and say. Talk to no one. Very probably every girl in this room will be subpoenaed as a witness. I must warn you not to take this as a holiday. It is a most terrible and serious thing. You'll be trailed and questioned and put on the grill before any one of you will be able to breathe freely again. Questioning at headquarters last night and the things that happened today are nothing compared to what you'll go through before we're done. So, I'm warning you now as a friend. Well, that's all I have to say, Mr. Hayfield.
I hope you'll heed what Mr. Arnold has just said. The more you cooperate, the quicker they'll find the person who is guilty. And be on your toes tonight, girls. The show goes on just the same. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I don't know anything about it.
Keep still, Gwen.
I'm going into seclusion this minute.
Oh, Margie, my headache's so. I think I'll go up and see if Pat or somebody can get me something to stop it.
You want me to go with you, Myrtle?
Oh, no thanks, dear. Maybe Pat can go to the drugstore in the corner. Hand me my purse, will you, Margie? I'll see you later, dear. I've got a terrible headache. Do you suppose you could go to the corner and get me some aspirin, please?
I'm sorry, Miss Myrtle, but I've been ordered not to leave the door here.
I'll go for you, miss.
Well, who are you?
One of the boys from headquarters.
Oh, will you go? Thanks. I'll wait right here until you get back.
Okay, miss.
Oh, Pat, will you come over to my dressing room for a minute?
All right, Miss Dixie. I'll be right there.
Well, hurry up, Pat.
I'm coming, Miss Dixie.
Telegram for Miss Dixie Lane. Where's the doorman, miss?
I'll take that telegram.
Oh, you fellas pop up from nowhere, don't you?
Sign for it, please.
There you are, boy. Now, where's this Miss Lane?
Oh, Dixie Lane's dressing room is number one on the other side of the stage. Has a star on the door.
I'll take it to her.
Mert. Hey, Mert.
What are you doing here?
I gotta talk to you, Mert.
You get out of here, quick.
Well, I gotta have some money, Mert.
Why did you come here? You can't see anybody. Now get out of this theater, quick.
I gotta have some dough, honest.
You bum, you. Here. Here's $50. Now, that's all I've got. Now, get out. Get out of New York. I don't care where you go, but get out and stay out.
Okay, okay. Just don't push.
Just a moment, Miss Beer. We're police. Did you hear that, Tom?
I sure did, Ed. I'm going after that guy.
Jimmy Minter involved in Ray Hunt's murder? The police are redoubling their activity to bring about a quick solution of the mystery. Who killed Ray Hunt? Be sure to listen to the next episode of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking. Thank you.